If you're not where you want to be, then who you are isn't the person that's going to get you that goal accomplished. It means you have to grow. People feel like, well, because I don't want to go the traditional college route means that they also still don't need education. Just because you're not going to school doesn't mean you don't still need to learn. It's so easy, though, for people to invest into everything else but themselves.
Facts. I tell people all the time, you put that work in, it's 100% going to work out. But yeah. You should definitely look to put the work in as something that is of the future. Like something like a solar, right? Yeah.
It has to work where it has to work.
Welcome to Circle of Greatness. I'm your host, Nehemiah Davis. And today I got a super special episode. I got to bring my brother back, man. This guy coaches me behind the scene on leadership, on growing, on getting better, man. Without further ado, I got to bring my guy, Mr. Run to Play himself, Justin Owens. You see I'm wearing that Run to Play,
I see
too.
You, man. What's up, brother? Yeah, what's up?
How you feeling, bro?
You look good, man. You look good.
Yeah, you know I look good. Feel good. You know what I'm saying? How's everything, bro?
Man, life is good, bro. Life is good, bro. Man. Just coming off some big events.
Yeah.
And it's been exciting, man. It's like exciting year.
Exciting year, yeah. What you most excited about?
Man, I think probably just like the growth and expansion. It's one of those seasons, man. I've been telling everybody, you got to get in the lab, but you got to go to work. I think a lot of people right now are in a space where they're trying to like figure out direction. And this is one of those seasons where now you got to go back to the trenches. I've seen probably more people than ever in the trenches. And for me, I'm excited because my first run at entrepreneurship, and this was like 05, and that's when the market collapsed.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that started doing well after the collapse were the people that were putting in work during the collapse.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited now to see who's going to be that next generation of entrepreneurs coming out of this season that a lot of people are in.
I want to talk to you about a couple of things. First thing, I got that trenches. Like talk about that, because you're working harder now than you ever worked. And let me not say harder now, because you always have worked hard. I'm still working extremely hard.
Yeah.
I noticed the people who online seem like they got it together, they would assume you got it together. Yeah. They would assume I got it together. But we are really working hard. Like we're really putting in that work. And then there's individuals who you're not working. You want your business to work, but you're not working it.
Correct.
I want you to talk through, like, markets say 2024 is do work. You talking about trench work. And I've kind of adopted that. Like, I'm doing the trench work right now. I'm doing the hard things right now. I want you to talk about, why is that necessary right now? And why is that important?
Yeah, I think life, you know, it has these cycles, right?
Yeah.
And there's going to be seasons where you have to elevate your game.
Mm,
and the only you look at athletes that when you look at like the Kobe's or, you know, the Tom Brady's, they had seasons where they were winning championships. And they had seasons where, okay, they had good seasons, but they didn't win a championship. And it was what they did in between the seasons that determined how far they were going to go, how big they were going to go. I think the same thing is true in entrepreneurship. People are going to have years where they just hit it out of the park. And then there's some other years where you have to go back to not only some of the basics, but doing some of the things that you used to do, but just at a higher level.
Mm.
And I feel like right now there's people that are realizing, like, man, there's some people I know that used to have assistants. And they're like, man, I had to make some cuts. Cool. Well, you got to get in the trenches and you got to do what your assistant once did.
Yeah.
And you got to make the phone calls that you probably didn't have to make for a while, or do some of the presentation that you didn't have to do. I'm traveling more than I ever traveled. Like, I was just showing somebody the other day.
Your miles.
Let me see. Let me look at my little. Not even just the miles. Like, we not even a quarter into the year, and I've already stayed in a hotel.
100 nights, I think.
No, well, it was not like, 100 like, nights. It was 33 nights. So I've already been in a hotel a month and a couple days.
And we on month two.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I've actually been home less than I've been on the road. Yeah. And so for me, it was a mindset of like, let me get in the trenches. But what's happened for my team is they're like, okay, man, this guy's leading from the front. I always tell people, whatever you want your team to do, you should do it first.
Mm, that's good.
Because a lot of times people mess up. They're trying to just tell people what to do. And like the trench work is like, all right, hey, look, I'm showing you all, I'm not above anything. If I got to make a phone call, I got to do it. If I got to clean the bathroom, I'm going to do it. If I got to do some follow-ups, if I got to let somebody go, whatever is necessary in this season, that's what I'm going to do.
Let me ask you though, when do you pass that?
Yeah.
Because just say you're now doing certain things and those things may not benefit you or serve
correct
you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
So when is it a thing when somebody go past that? Or do you always lead from the front no matter what? Always do those things. But when is it a time where I'm the same way? I'm willing to clean. I'm willing to sweep. I'm willing to be a driver if I need. I'll carry your bags. Like, I'm willing to do a whole bunch of things. But my when do you pass?
Like, yeah, that's a great question. That's where we are right now with our business, because, you know, we just launched our program now. And my mentality is I never do anything alone. And so I'm doing this stuff, but I'm also doing and teaching people at the same time. And so I was always taught from a leadership standpoint, my goal is to develop personally 1 to 2 leaders a month that can do whatever it is that I'm doing that I need them to do. And so it's not just, hey, you go do this and let me go check it. I'm like, hey, look, let's do this together. Hey, I'm going to a couple markets. I want you to come with me. First couple times, I'm going to do the events. I'm going to do the presentation. Hey, next time you're going to do half and I'm going to do the second half. And then by the time we do the next trip, you're going to be doing a majority of it. And I'm going to come in and doing the training. Well, guess what? Now I've got somebody that can do exactly what it is that I'm doing their way, their style, their personality. But now they don't need me anymore. Now I can focus my energy on another place. And so my mindset is, hey, I'm going to do it. You watch. Yeah. Then you do it. I watch it. And then it's like, hey, look, you're gonna do it. Like, you don't need me anymore. Yeah. And so that's just been something that works well for me. So it's not an indefinite thing, but it's kicking people back into that gear of doing something. Because you think about most of the marketing over the last probably 3-4 years was, hey, man, you don't have to do nothing. It's like all the things you don't want to do. It's like, hey, this is the package for you. But then people realize, wait a minute, I still got to do the stuff. It's like, yeah, you got to do it. And I feel like that's where people are now. And so for my development process, it's, hey, let's do it together, but it's with the purpose of you being able to do it without me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Let me ask you this. So I watch it. I mean, of course, I know you personally, so it's a different story. But you didn't tell any of us this at first, but you went on this, I'm about to build everything back up. Right?
Yeah.
You went, you got rid of your G-Wagon, rid of your Bentley. Mm-hmm. And you really got rid of them.
Yeah,
things.
For sure. I know you came to the house. You're like, man, you really got rid of it.
Yeah, driving the Honda now.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is still wild. Every time I see you.
I saw you last night.
Yeah, I was like, bro, this dude's really. And there's nothing wrong with a Honda.
Nah, there's nothing wrong with
from
it.
You having the G-Wagon and all these other things. Yeah. I'm like, that's different.
It's a difference, yeah.
I want to talk about, you're basically showing people you building something in real time.
Correct.
So why though? Like, what made you say, I'm going to go start over? And again, I know you went to a new industry and you wanted to document it.
Yeah.
But why? Like, why start over when you could have just probably not start over? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, it's two things. One, it was to show that it's not necessary. Yeah. Because, I mean, one of the things I got a lot, especially like probably the last 3 to 4 years of my previous business was, well, of course it's easy for you now, Justin, because you got all the stuff. And a part of it is because most people, they come into your life. You never know when people join your journey. We're on social media. We've been on it for a long time. I've seen you for a long time. You've seen me for a long time. But if somebody just started following me last year, they just assume Justin's had this stuff and that's why it's easy. And I'm looking at now what we've been able to build in our company. I'm like, we haven't done that with any of this stuff. There's been no zero lifestyle marketing. And there's nothing wrong with lifestyle marketing. Mm-hmm. Like, eventually at some point, we are going to promote, hey, look, this is what's happening in people's lives because we've been documenting the process. So I think that was one thing for me. And, there's some times where it's still like a challenge because, like, you know, I still got my jewelry and it's like, dang, it's just sitting in the safe. And it's like, dang, this outfit would look fly if I'd have had my watch on, my jewelry. But I was like, you know, we'll come back and we'll do it. The other thing for me was.
So you won't even wear the jewelry right now?
Yeah, no. Nah,
even when you're going out, we going to an event.
Yep.
Got to look fly.
I still just wear the Apple Watch.
Yep.
Okay. Because the Apple Watch still has my goals on it.
Okay.
You know, so every time I look at my watch, if you see it, every time I flip it, there's a different goal on there. And so people are just like, oh, man, you're just looking at, you know, where you are. And so even if you go in the car now, there's pictures of the next car. And so it's literally everything that I did the first time, but just at a higher level.
I want to see where the pictures at.
They're in the car.
Like, all over the dashboard.
The back seat, everywhere.
So tell me about that, because it's funny. I wanted to ask you about that. Like, I've heard you talk about the dream environment all the time, and I think people think you just be capping.
Nah.
I went in your house. You had stuff on the sink, stuff in the bathroom, stuff in the bedrooms that you don't even be in. Like, what, like, and I think it's so important. One of the things I tell people all the time, dreams are free.
Yeah.
Like, so many people be like, you won't even dream big.
Mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, like not knowing that it costs you nothing to do it. I want you to tell somebody, how do they create a dream environment? Why is creating a dream environment important?
Yeah, I think the first thing to understand is, you know, we've all heard about the book, Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's not work and grow rich, although work is a part of it. Right. But it's thinking. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that, you know, I was taught was, Justin, you got to first understand where the thoughts come from, because that's important, because if I'm going to think a certain way, well, I got to understand where these thoughts coming from. And so it comes from a couple of places. Number one, they come from your five senses. It's what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you touch, what you smell. And so what I had to do with my environment is, how can I create an environment where all of my five senses will point me towards my goals? So that's why if I look at my watch, you'll see my goals. If we look at my phone, you'll see my goals. You come in my house, you'll see my goals. So there's certain things I'm like, okay, I have to create an environment of this. So if I have a moment where there is some negativity, because that still happens, if I have a moment where there's a problem in the environment or in the business, I can check myself, because my goals are all around me. And what happens for most people is they have something bad happen, but their environment is not set up for them to be able to win. And so now, you know, let's say my car breaks down. Well, now my car breaks down. I look in my car and all I see is my car. And I get home and all I see is the place I don't want to be. And I open my phone and my bank account balance, all I see is what I don't want to see, versus let me not worry about right now. And then the other part is, can I be grateful now for what I don't have already? Mm. That was another thing that was weird for me. It's like, I'm thanking God today for something I don't even have yet, but I know that is going to come. So the one of the first places your thoughts come from are your five senses. So it's like, how can I hear my goals? Well, I've got an affirmation of me recording my goals over and over and over again on my phone that I listen to all the time. So even if all the time, whenever I can, bro.
Okay.
Let me see if I can. I'll play a little snippet for you. But it's just like the little, and I actually learned that from Bob Proctor before he died, was you got to just find ways to keep your goals in front of you all the time. So that's the first way, right? And then the second way is thoughts come from is God.
Yeah.
And then the other place is the enemy. And so it's important for you to figure out, all right, when I'm having these thoughts, where are they coming from? And if it's coming from God, I'm gonna receive it. If it's coming from the enemy, then I gotta get rid of it. And the way I do that is by my environment. And then by listening to this stuff over and over and over again, all the time myself, it's been a big help.
Been game changer.
Yeah, for sure.
That has played a huge, and it's so funny. It sounds so simple. What happens when people say that don't work?
Well, then I ask them, you know, how's your bank account balance looking now? Mm. It's funny, man. Like sometimes people be like, oh man, you're just trying to talk positive all the time. I'm like, okay, well, if that's weird to you, why is talking negative okay? Because people will be like, well, I don't want to do that. But then they do the exact opposite. Because what most people do is they surround themselves. They see what they don't want to see all the time.
Yeah.
They hear what they don't want to hear all the time.
Yeah.
They smell things they don't want to hear all the time. Because we all talk to, hey, look, you know, you ever hear somebody say, man, you smell like money? Mm. Well, that made me think that means having no money has a smell, right? So I'm like, you got to make sure you smell right. And it's like people have this thing of like, it's so easy to call somebody to talk about something negative. But it, for some people, it has become so weird for them to talk about something positive.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, hey, if my thing is, I always tell people, you don't have to do what I'm doing. If you are happy with the results that you're getting, then keep doing it.
Right.
But like you said, it's free. What I always ask people is like, man, what if this was the only thing, or one of the only things that was holding you back from accomplishing your goals was just doing something that was free? You're going to be mad when you finally do it and things start changing. You're like, man, I could have been doing this 5 years ago.
Bro, like one of the most impactful things that I've done was change the way I think over 15 years ago, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, my books are kind of people like, these aren't new ones, but these books changed it for me. Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah, that's a big one.
7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yep.
Who Moved My Cheese? Think and Grow Rich, 7 Habits of Highly, The Secret.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like those things have shaped my mind, bro, to only think about positive outcomes, only think about things that I desire, only think about where I'm going and not where I am.
Yep.
And I've been thinking that way for over probably 16 years now.
Yeah.
And it's created me to be relentless. It created me to know it is going to work. I don't know when it's going to work, but I know it's going to work.
Yeah, yeah. And for a lot of people, man, it's like, because, you know, some people, they don't want to read the books. I tell people, you either got to read them or you got to listen to them.
Yeah.
Because there's a philosophy, especially in the entrepreneurship spaces, that people feel like, I have people DM me all the time, like, hey, bro, I'm not going to college. I didn't go to college.
Yeah.
But what happens, though, is people feel like, well, because I don't want to go the traditional college route, means that they also still don't need education.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're not going to school doesn't mean you don't still need to learn.
100%.
And so I was always taught, like, hey, if who you were could get you what you wanted, you would already have it.
Mm.
And so if you're not where you are, where you want to be, then who you are isn't the person that's going to get you that goal accomplished. It means you have to grow. You have to change. And you'll hear people, athletes do it all the time. Professionals do it all the time. They find ways to push themselves to different limits.
Yeah.
Because they're like, man, the person that I've been operating, even though it got me here,
it won't
to
get
this
you
level,
there.
It's not going to get me to the next 100%. Level. And so what I know
what
is
got what, you to six won't get you to seven. What got you to seven won't get you to eight.
Yeah. What give me eight ain't going to give me to nine.
100%.
And so it's like, yeah. So I'm excited about the growth process. But then when you start growing, you're like, man, this is great. But inside, you know, all right, this is working now, but this is not what's going to get me here. And so if you can constantly continue to evolve yourself and grow and just make that a practice, I think what throws some people off too, bro, is they do it for a little while and then they stop.
Mm.
So I'm reading the books. So some people probably heard you say, oh yeah, I've heard those books before, but let me ask you
have
a question.
You read it?
Have you read it?
I remember you said that, like, people were like, yo, I heard you say that before. Have you done it?
Have you done it?
How long are you going to keep telling me you heard it before?
That's
you
it.
Need to keep hearing it.
Yeah. And look, this is one of the things that changed for me in business. I literally made a decision. I said, because like one of the things in our business is, you know, when people first get started, we have them write down five reasons why they're getting started. It's a simple thing. I've heard it since I was 18. And I was at this event one time. And I was like, you know what? I never really did it, though. Like, I wrote down, hey, five, write down your why. You know what I'm saying? Some people say you got to have a why that makes you cry. Whatever works for you. I try to find things that just move me and motivate me to go to work. But I was like, man, I never really did it. And I started going through, like, my notes and things that I kept hearing over and over and over and over again. I was like, but I never did it. I heard them say go to the houses, but I never did it.
Right.
I heard them say go sit in the car. But I never did it.
Mm.
I heard them say read these books, but I never did it. And so I made a decision one year. I said, you know what?
Wow.
I'm going to do it. And I did it from a place personally. I don't know if this connects with anybody, but it was like, I'm going to prove that it don't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what, man?
It's crazy.
I'm going to do everything you said. I'm going to write down my why. I'm going to go to the environment. I'm going to do the work.
Yeah.
The activity, what do you tell me I need to do?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to do presentations 4 to 6 times a week. I need to be traveling. I need to be developed. I'm going to do everything you say I'm going to do. And then I did it, man. Crazy things start happening. And it started working. And then I started realizing, I was like, dang, bro, you were struggling for 5 years, 7 years, all because you weren't applying what you had been hearing all the time. And so, and I think that's a disconnect for a lot of people, because we live in an information age where you can just see something, hear it, but I always tell people, like, hearing doesn't mean mastery.
Mm.
And if you want to make the big money, you got to be a master.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's good, bro.
Yeah. And I found, I forgot I was on airplane mode. That's why I wasn't pulling up. I was like, why is Jordan popping up? So when I don't want to listen to my goals, I went to a little studio. You could do this on your phone, though. You could do like voice notes. You could do whatever. But
what you mean when you don't want to listen to your goals?
Like when you don't want to say them. Like sometimes there's some time.
Listen to this episode, you probably understand having one source of income is too close to none. And as one of the wealthiest people in the world, Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you will work until you die. With that being said, I am finally exposing the industry to this very unique, very secretive way to make money in real estate that no one is talking about. No, I'm not talking about wholesaling. No, I'm not talking about fix and flips. No, I'm not talking about rehabs, right? No, I'm not talking about flipping contracts. I'm talking about event spaces. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and show you for $300. I'm going to waive that $300 fee and give you access to my free masterclass, where I'm going to show you how to find your own location. I'm going to show you how to fund your own location. I'm going to show you how to automate this entire process. The same process that I help hundreds and hundreds of people do, I'm now pulling back the curtains. I'm going to help you do the same thing. So what I want you to do right now, go to eventspacemasterclass.com right now. Go ahead and register. And as soon as you're done, go back to the episode. Once again, go to eventspacemasterclass.com. I will see you in our next class.
I'm listening to it. Yeah, sometimes I'm at the gym. And it's like, because I say my goals too. Like, I believe.
Do you go to sleep to something?
I used to, bro. I don't now because it'd be messing with my dreams and I'd be up late. Got it. I'm like last night, I don't think I went to sleep until like maybe like 4.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, when I go to sleep, I need to go to sleep.
Get some rest, yeah.
Yeah. Let me disconnect from the Wi-Fi. So that's what I've been doing, bro. Just staying on this. And it's been fun to see how, like, we've got people in our business now that are doing it.
Yeah.
And we had this training this weekend. It's like, hey, man, I started doing what you was talking about. And the crazy thing is somebody called me shortly after I was doing it. Now, that doesn't happen for everybody.
Yeah.
But it was just proof to her, like, man, what starts happening if I start doing this continuously? So, I was just...
So happy and grateful now that my close friends and business partners are winning financially and living comfortable lives.
So I just hear. See, it's just.
I'm so happy and grateful now that my bank account is up and it's never going down. So happy and grateful now that I have amazing relationships, that I pack out a fence wherever I go. So happy and grateful now that if I lose something, I always find it. If I lose it forever, I get back 10 times.
That's good.
So, and it's like 3 minutes of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I'm in the gym. Good.
Yeah.
Some, but the premise is,
I'm so happy and grateful now.
Yeah, happy and grateful now, like at this moment. And that's hard for people to be grateful now for something that you don't have.
Right.
But
you flat broke, nothing is working, and you talking about, I'm so happy and grateful now, I make $100,000 a year or whatever a month or this. Yeah. It's like, you literally... You got to play tricks on your mind. Like you brainwashing yourself almost.
Yeah, you are. But so the thing is so funny is that you have to realize that where you are is a reflection of past thoughts.
Yeah.
And so the only way to create a new future is to start speaking one.
Yeah.
Because eventually tomorrow is going to be a new future. Eventually next year is going to be the future. And where you are a year from now is going to be dependent upon the words that you say, the images that you see, and the environment that you place yourself into. And depending upon what those things are, it'll depend on where you're going.
That's good.
Yeah.
So let me ask you. So we talked about getting back in the trenches. What are you working on now? I know you've been doing this solar thing going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What is solar? I went to your event the other day. I mean, you had people up. I'm hearing about people making 10,000, 7,000, 3,000. Like they was in there. They're bordering on the vision and they believe.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what you got going on.
Yeah. So solar was really cool for me. It really dropped in my lap. I wasn't looking for it. We got mutual friends, E.T., CJ. We were having lunch and C was like, hey, man, I asked him, I was like, is anything I could do for you? Because we was talking on some other business stuff. He was like, man, maybe you come by and do a training for our company. Because, you know, I do that all the time. I was like, hey, yeah, I come talk to everybody. I was like, man, what do you want me to talk about? He was like, well, we got this solar company. Now, for me, I didn't know, like, a year ago, I knew nothing about solar. The only thing I knew was it was panels on people's houses, and I thought, oh, that's what's up. They want to save the environment. So to me, I really feel like it's probably one of the best kept secrets in the world of business because it's people making a killing and nobody knows about it on a mainstream level.
Right.
Like, I called you. I was like, bro, who do you know that's doing solar? You're like, I think I might have seen one guy. And you one of the top marketers in the world.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so if Neo only know one person, you know what I'm saying? Because and no knock against anything, but if I said, hey, who do you know that does real estate? You're going to name off a lot of people.
Insurance. I could name 5 to 10 people per industry.
Yeah.
Solar, I can't.
Yeah. And you were like, man, I don't really know anybody. I called a couple other people. They're like, man, I don't really know anything. So I'm like, dang, that's unique. Because I feel like anything that could have been sold during the pandemic was sold.
100%. 100%.
Everything that was possible, I thought. That's what I'm like, man, I don't think it's really nothing left. And then I started talking to him. He's like, well, we got guys making $20,000-$40,000 a month. At the time, they were only door to door. Our model's not door to door anymore. And I was like, $20,000-$40,000 a month with solar? Because I don't know, but I did door to door. I don't know. Did you ever do door to door sales? Okay.
That seemed tough.
It is tough.
Yeah.
I'm 6'5. I'm black. So it's not the best place for me to be. But I was good. Like when I was doing door to door sales, like you back in, 2007, I was making like $2,500 to maybe $3,000 a week.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a high ticket product. So I'm like, they making $20,000, $40,000. I was like, what is the commissions on it? And he told me, he was like, man, the average commission is like $3,500 to $7,000. I'm like, okay, what you need me to talk about again?
Yeah.
it really is what I've noticed in the solar space is that people are making really good money, but they don't think big enough. Mm. And no knock against anybody in the solar space, but I'm like, man, if you got an opportunity where you can make this kind of income, why not shoot for six figures a month?
So 35 to 7,000 per commission.
Per deal, yeah.
And this is what you're helping people figure out how
yeah.
to do this?
Yeah, yeah. So the other part was, he was just like, yeah, we just got to get in front of
35 to, per deal.
3,500 to 7,000.
So if I put 40 to 60 hours in a week, it's possible I could close one deal.
Yeah,
if and make month. That's a monthly type of money, it is, bro.
And the cool thing about it in the U.S. specifically is that the government has incentives for homeowners. So one, it's a couple of things that's driving solar growth. You have the solar investment tax credit, where it gives homeowners, if they qualify for the program, they get up to 30% as a deduction or as an incentive, yeah. I should say a tax credit for going solar. So it gives homeowners an immediate, you know, edge right there, because now you have something that the government actually wants people yeah. to have, mm-hmm. right? Because we've heard about the grid being overloaded, the blackouts, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Solar is helping with the initiative with this. Right now, there's 86 million homes that qualify for solar. Only 4 million have it. Mm. And so I saw
86 million homes qualify, only 4 million have it.
Yeah. And then the other piece was,
that's about 5% of homes in, that qualify.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's a lot of homes.
You know, 10% of 86 would be 8 million. Points.
Yeah,
so about half, about 5%.
So about 5% of the ones that are available have it.
Wow.
And so I saw that, I'm like, okay, that's dope.
It's opportunity yeah. there.
The extension of the solar investment tax credit was for 10 years. We got 9 years left on that now. So it's like, this is the first time in solar they've had like a 9 year runway to know, okay, this is what the government's going to give yeah. customers off. The other thing that was really exciting to me was they have zero down solar now. So solar's not new. Like, so one of the things I look for in business is I want to find something that has a proof of concept. But like today we're not talking about like solar's not so new. You're like, okay, does this panel really, is it really going to turn the sun into electricity? We're past that. People know, okay, solar works. Well, now you have a product that works, but just most people aren't educated on it.
Yeah.
And so I looked at it from a business standpoint. I said, okay, well, how many homeowners do I know that have an electricity bill? All of them. Mm. Everybody has to have electricity. Yeah. If you don't have electricity, you're disconnected from the world. So I'm not, you don't have to have electricity, but the most people that I know have electricity.
Yeah.
The second thing is, and I ask you this, when do people ever pay off their electricity bill?
Never. Yeah.
So I'm talking to people about a bill that every homeowner has. You got to be a homeowner to have it. And then number two, they were never even thinking about not paying off their electricity. Like, you never, ever considered not paying for your electricity.
No. So wait, solar, you pay one time and you ain't got to pay again?
So what happens with solar is you can decide how much electricity you want to put on solar.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's up to the utility company. Sometimes it's up to you. Sometimes it's up to the lighting. But let's say you qualify for your home. You can put 100% of your electricity on solar. Well, what is your average electricity bill?
I haven't looked at
this guy. Don't look
at
bills. Let's just say it's $400. All right, because you got pretty big houses. Let's say it's $400 or $500. Well, with solar, you're still going to have an electricity payment. So let's say on solar, instead of it being $400, maybe it's $375. I'll just keep it simple. Yeah. So you're still going to have this payment, and so we say, okay, we're going to put 100% of your electricity, Neil, on solar. Now your bill goes from $400 to $375. So you're basically saving $25 a month now.
Yeah.
What's changed with solar is they have something called zero down solar. So what used to happen is, let's say I'm talking to you as a homeowner. I'd be like, okay, hey, Neil, we can save you some money on your electricity bill. You're going to save $25 a month. Boom, boom, boom. But you got to put down $15,000 to do it.
Yeah.
Now, you might be able to do that today, right? But most people be like, I don't know if I'm going to put down $15,000 to save $25. Well, now there's programs where people can do what we call zero down solar. So now as a homeowner, as long as you qualify for the program, and you got to have a 650 credit score, yeah. which for most people to have a home, they have that.
Yeah.
Now I say, hey, man, we can save you $25 or $50 a month and you pay nothing out of pocket. We pay for the installation. We pay for everything going in your house. Now homeowners are like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Well, from a business standpoint, now that person just made $3,500, $7,000. One of my guys, he just closed a deal. The commission was like $18,000
wow.
on one deal.
Wow.
Putting the customer in a better situation.
What type of house was that?
It's not even about the size of the house, it's how much electricity they use.
Wow.
Yeah. So when I looked
at 18,000.
Yeah, on one deal.
Man, I'm about to go out here and start selling.
But that's what I saw with it, bro. I was like, okay, so now I'm talking to people about a business that most people don't know about. So it's almost like, imagine if you were the first person to be able to talk about real estate in your circle.
Hey guys, I need y'all to stop right now. I need you to go to greatnesssolar.com. He just said somebody did an $18,000 commission. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't know. It may not be 18 for you, but what if it's three? What if it's four? What if it's five? They literally put together a program showing you exactly how you can do this. Go to greatnesssolar.com so you can learn more, so you could get inside the game.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this episode.
So when I saw this, bro, I'm like, man, this is kind of crazy that nobody really knows about this.
Yeah.
And so when CJ was telling me about this, I was like, man, y'all ever thought about doing a program where people don't have to do it door-to-door? Because I was like, man, I like this. This sounds cool to me. Like, yeah. This is kind of the explanation. I'm like, that sounds kind of tight. He's like, yeah, but we don't really know about that, like that space. Like, that. The only person we really know and would trust that have done that kind of program big is you. And we know you just got started on some other stuff. I was like, man, well, actually, man, I had some conversations. I'm really trying to figure out what I'm going to do. But I needed to research the industry. That's when I started calling you. I started looking on YouTube. I started looking at blogs about solar and seeing where the future of it was going. I was like, man, this isn't just a side hustle. This is like a career.
Yeah.
It's very similar. Like the way we built this, we give people the ability to build their own solar brokerage. So we educate you on solar. We teach you how to sell it to customers. And then from a business standpoint, we handle all the back end. So we handle all the permitting. For your customers, we handle installations. We make sure the solar panels get there. We have our own teams that come out and do the installations. We handle all the warranties. We handle all the customer support.
You like my back office.
Correct. Yep.
We just go sell it and you do all the fulfillment.
We do all the fulfillment.
I like that. That's a good
thing. And so now what it does for a person that has a full-time job or something like that, they can start building a part-time income on a part-time basis. I mean, think about the average person. They do 1 to 2 deals a month. You think about extra 7 to maybe 14,000 a month. Our top guy in December, he did like 17 deals. Mm-hmm. Our top guy last month, I think he did like 14 deals.
Wow.
And I mean, we're 2 months into the program, 2.5 months into the program. It's like, it's been crazy. So when I saw this, I said, okay.
The best time to get in is now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And not now. Like, you know, sometimes you see businesses like, man, this is going to be big in 5 years. No, this is happening like right now.
Yeah. Right before our eyes.
Yeah.
And it's been happening.
It has been. But it just got to that tipping point where it's like the masses are starting to find out about it. So I looked at it was, all right, man, people really have a chance to come into a spot that's not oversaturated. Eventually, you're going to start seeing, because people are going to be making a lot of money. They're already making a lot of money right now. But when you start seeing more and more people start buying houses and cars and stuff off of solar, you're going to start seeing more people dive into it. What I've been telling people is like, get to the spot first. You know, I was taught, hey, if you want to get wealthy, identify where the masses are going and you get there first. Mm. You got a chance to get to a spot. Bro, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out. Like, you don't got to be super smart to see everything's going electric and solar. Every major company, car company in the U.S. is coming out with what?
Electric vehicle.
Everything's going to clean, renewable energy.
Yeah.
Regardless of the
it may
the
oil be mandatory soon.
It is already.
Ooh, what happens when solar is mandatory?
Bro, it already is in California.
Wow.
Every home that's built in California has to come with solar.
Wow.
It's in, and there's mandates that are coming.
So I need to go get with the builders.
If you're a builder, you gotta pay attention.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, like a solar green gold mine. That's really what it is, because it's a shift. This has never happened in the space of electricity ever. And Warren Buffett has a quote. You can look it up. He says, energy deregulation will be the largest transfer of wealth in history.
Wow.
I don't know about y'all, but Warren Buffett got a good
don't miss.
He got a good track record. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So when I saw that, I'm like, man, I'm not saying you have to get all of it, but like, what if we get 1% of the 86 million?
Yeah,
that's a couple $1 billion that we paid out in commissions just on 1% of the population.
Yeah,
I think we can change some lives with that.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely.
Woo,
man. Yeah. So I'm just excited to hear about it, bro. I'm happy that you came on here and just really broke it down for people and just letting them know. I really want people to understand there's so many different ways to get it.
It's a ton of ways.
But you have to be diligent.
Yeah.
It's not going to work if you don't work it, right? You got to be willing to put that work in. But I tell people all the time, you put that work in, it's 100% going to work out. Yeah. But you should definitely look to put the work in as something that is of the future. Like something like a solar, right?
Yeah.
Something like this. Two things you should invest in. One should be solar, like learning that. But the other thing is yourself. My guy Alex Ramosi says one of the greatest investments you ever make is the SME 500. Like, put it all in yourself, put all the information in you, and then go out here and make something happen.
Yeah, and that, and I think you hit on something so big. Is it's so easy though for people to invest into everything else but themselves.
Facts.
Like, I was sitting down with a barber one time. He's like, "Man, what's one thing like that I should invest in right now?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Bro, I ain't gonna lie, man. You." You're like, man, I heard that all the time. I know it sounds cliche, bro, but like most people are trying to find somewhere they can put in $100, a couple thousand dollars, and it blow up. Hey, man, what's the crypto I can put it in? What's the stock I can buy? And I'm like, you trying to put your money in somebody else's hands and hopes that they go blow it up.
100%.
Instead of saying, hey, man, let me put this money in myself 100%. And I can blow it up whenever I want to. Yeah. And it's a change that happens. Like, that's the only place personally that I'm willing to put everything that I have in on is myself, because I 100% control that.
100%.
And it's a mindset shift, but once you really understand, like, you create the money.
Yeah.
That's changes. The best place. That's who you want to have the money.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yourself. And so our model, like, that's why we had this event that you came to, is that people still have to grow. Yeah. They have to grow in their communication. They have to grow in their leadership. You know, we have it set up to where, you know, people can even build a brokerage, just like real estate or the mortgage industry, or you can have an insurance agency. People can actually build a brokerage of solar consultants. And now, not only do I make money when I sell solar, but I make money when my team sells solar, which is really cool. It's not one of those, you know, there's some businesses where you just get paid on recruiting people. This isn't a recruiting people game. It's like, hey, I build a sales team of consultants that mastered the world of solar. And then the overrides are stupid, bro. I mean, this is a business, like, you could have 10 to 20 part-time consultants and people can make $1 million a year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Extra. Wow. Y'all heard it here first, y'all. Y'all better get on it, man.
It's not expensive, bro. Like, we set it up to where, I mean, people wanted me to charge thousands of dollars. You usually tell me, like, bro, that's you know,
yeah,
that's
too 100%. Cheap.
Yeah. I was like, nah, so our program is, it's $99. And then we teach you literally step by step.
You shouldn't even say that, because it's going to change once I talk to you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
but
yeah,
if they listening, y'all better go get it if that's still even available.
Yeah. It's sweet, bro. And I'll tell you one more thing that we have for new people I think is really cool is we have solar pros that work for our company. And so how we set it up. So let's say, Neil, you get started. You're like, man, I don't know anything about solar.
Mm-hmm.
But you submit a bill.
Yep.
Well, we have solar consultants that'll actually run the appointment with you, because that's where you learn. They'll do the presentation. They close the deal, you make 50% of the commission because you're new.
Wow.
So now I'm new. I'm not even doing no talking. I'm not doing any selling or anything. Yep. I'm learning. Like, that's how we teach people through the process. So we have an academy you get certified in. Then we have a training program where our consultants are literally teaching you step by step, holding your hand to show you how to become a consultant. And then once you go through the training program, typically when people go through the training program, on average, they make about $10,000.
Wow.
And then they're on their own, and they can write their own check.
Powerful, bro. So let everybody know where they can find you at, my brother. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, no, for sure. You can find me on Instagram. It's New Age CEO. Our company is called Harbor Solar. Yep. HARBOR Solar. It's an incredible business, man. I think y'all gonna be excited to see what we do over the next 12 to 18 months, bro.
Y'all heard it here first, y'all. Make sure you go check it out. Go to greatnesssolar.com. And make sure y'all tap in with JL. We'll see y'all on the next show. Let's go.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. I hope you're getting an extreme amount of value. I want you to go ahead and comment below, share with me your biggest takeaway. In addition to that, my number one goal is for me to be able to grow all of my social platforms so I can give you info, insight, strategy, and gain from every platform there is. So take a minute to follow me on Instagram at Neil DeViso, same exact name on Twitter, same exact name on TikTok, and follow me on LinkedIn at Nehemiah Davis. I would love for you to be able to be tuned into my articles and everything that I drop relating to helping you get to that next level in your life. Tune in.